Welcome to the Execution Zone podcast, where we delve behind the scenes on the stories of successful entrepreneurs and leaders. We understand how they translated their ideas and strategies into strongly executed campaigns, overcame the barriers to execution on their journey, and how they play a high-performance game to get results in their business. Welcome to this week's episode of the Execution Zone podcast. I'm Abby White. This week, we have got the absolutely incredible Tori Archbold. Tori is such a powerhouse and shares so many nuggets of gold in this episode. I cannot wait for you to hear it. We talk about how Tori navigated the COVID-19 situation and actually opened up her little black book to help others and turned it into an incredible opportunity. Tori's launched some of Australia's most well-known retail brands, and we talk about some of the lessons that she's learned from this. We also talk about the values that's guided Tori's career and how that has been the absolute foundation to her success. We then talk about how we can all take powerful steps in our life and in our business and how to go about that and how to overcome some of the fears and barriers that come with that. We then go overall into some of Tori's lessons in building not only Torstar, but also powerful steps and getting really, really fast momentum quite quickly. And then finally, we talk about Tori's high-performance habits and non-negotiables that help her play on her A-game. Tori, if you haven't come across her before, I have no idea where you've been. Tori is the founder of the leadership platform Powerful Steps and communication agency Torstar. Powerful Steps empowers people worldwide to overcome their personal and professional challenges and move forward into the next chapter with grace and confidence. Tori is regarded as one of Australia's leading business women. She built Torstar on her foundational values of passion, integrity, and delivery, and in doing so, attracted and retained some of the world's top performing retail brands for 2 decades, which is just phenomenal. Tori pioneered the Australian high street retail market and is responsible for some of the most successful retail launches in Australian history, such as Zara, Nespresso, Shopbot, Seafolly, and more recently, Victoria's Secrets and Drew Barrymore's company, Flower Beauty. She is an absolute driving force, an avid networker armed with a prestigious little black book of global contacts. Having conquered tremendous personal battles and faced near-death experience, Tori's message is all about how we use our challenges and turn them into possibilities. Powerful Steps is helping others in leadership positions to be empowered, inspired, and realize they can shift their mindset to lead the life they truly deserve. Welcome to this week's episode. Grab a coffee, grab a notepad and pen for all the nuggets of gold that Tori's about to share, and enjoy. Tori, welcome to the podcast. Thank you so, so, so much for coming on. It is great to have you here.
You're most welcome. I'm excited to be part of this podcast community that you've created.
Oh, thank you. So look, I've got so much to ask you. So I'm going to get stuck straight into it so we get every ounce of our time together for our listeners. So I really want to start with, you've had such an incredible career. Like, we've just read your bio and it's incredible. And I want to start with your journey with Torstar. What do you think some of the keys to your success were in building such an incredible brand and strong reputation and such a strong portfolio?
Well, you know, I started Torstar based on my values, and they really were the foundation of my business. And I'm a true believer that when you understand your values and you align with them, like attracts like. So my 3 values for Torstar, and also when I launched Powerful Steps, are exactly the same. They're passion, integrity, and delivery. And passion, because I've always been passionate about the brands and the people and the businesses that I've worked with. And I'm a true believer that if you're passionate, you attract other really passionate people into your life as well. Integrity, because it's really important to me that I work with businesses, people, entrepreneurs, whoever comes into my life, they need to be honest, they need to be authentic. And, you know, I really feel that with integrity, anything is possible. And the last one is delivery. And delivery, you're only as good as the last conversation, the last Zoom call, the last podcast, the last email or text that you send to someone, because, you know, that's the thing that they remember the most. So delivery for me, when you're starting to build a business, was all about performance and results, you know, and I was really focused on attracting clients into my life that were passionate, that were aligned with those values, that worked with integrity, and most importantly, that as a team, we were able to deliver, because I knew that if I delivered an exceptional result for a client, they would then go on to refer me to other businesses and other brands. And that's how Torstar was born. So originally, you know, David Jones was my founding client, and then I ended up working with all of these Australian designers. And then, you know, you get a reputation in the market, and the international brands were wanting to come into Australia, and they could see that we were shoppers and we were spenders, and they wanted, you know, some of that magic. And, you know, one by one, I started attracting the world's top performing retail brands. And, you know, I'd often ask them, like, how did you find me? Because quite often I would just be given the business. I didn't have to pitch for it. And they used to say to me, you know, we hear that you're passionate. We hear that you work with integrity. But most importantly, we hear that you deliver extraordinary results. Now, those extraordinary results, I can never claim that they were my own. You know, I had a team of 22 people working for me at one point. But also that team that was working with me in Torstar was also working with teams with the brands that we were partnered with. So I, you know, I always say it's not one person, it's a team that creates that dream and delivers those results. But, you know, with a team, you always need a strong leader. And a strong leader has to lead by example, but also they need to align their team with their values. So that stuck with me, you know, throughout my entire career, those three core values: passion, integrity, delivery. And it's landed me where I am today.
I think what I love about that is how much you focus on the right fit. I think sometimes people focus on, and we can all do it, focusing on, well, we just need more clients, we need more revenue. And what I love about your sort of answer there is how much you focused on the right clients that will fit with your values and with what you could offer and you could get results for, and therefore it was going to sort of snowball from there, and like the right team member. So that's sort of from what you're saying seems to also have been quite a core part of it, is not just
100%. And I believe that if you work with passion, you'll attract other people that are equally passionate about what they do into their lives. And that really is what creates the magic. And I look at Powerful Steps, and, you know, we're about to transform back into the workplace from, you know, COVID-19 and isolation. And I've had my best month. And, you know, I woke up this morning, I spoke to my husband. I'm like, oh, my gosh, can't wait to start the day. And I'm not normally a morning person, Abby, but the reason why I'm so excited, I'm getting up early and, you know, my mind is spinning with all these ideas, is because I've attracted these incredible people into my orbit. And now I'm mentoring, you know, small business owners, entrepreneurs, you know, corporate women who are now transforming into starting up their own businesses, but they've got an idea and they're passionate and they've come to me to make it happen. And I'm passionate because I know that I can help them make it happen, but I also know that they're working with integrity. And if I deliver, they'll deliver. So their success story is ultimately my success story. And that's what makes me passionate. And so if you work with that philosophy of understanding your values, you will attract that into your life and you'll start meeting extraordinary people. You know, your values act as a vibration out to the world as to what you can offer, but also what you can allow people to step into and become themselves.
Yeah, I love that. Oh, there's so many things I want to ask you about that. And we're actually going to dig into that if we can in a little bit. Before we do, I want to sort of come sort of back to Torstar for a minute, because what I think is interesting is I almost look at you as, you know, the queen of launch, in terms of you've launched so many incredible brands into Australia, you know, Victoria's Secrets, Drew Barrymore's company. Was it Flower Beauty,
makeup brand,
incredible brand, you know, Zara and the likes. What do you think some of, you know, our listeners is predominantly entrepreneurs and corporate leaders, what do you think some of the lessons we can learn from those sort of quite high profile examples are?
Understand your audience. So, you know, when a lot of brands, and, you know, just to backtrack, 80% of my clients with Torstar were global brands, global leaders, and only 20% of my clients were Australian-based. So, you know, I was lucky to work with all of these global leaders who, you know, were C-suite and running big multi-billion dollar businesses, in effect, and I learned a lot from them. But the most important thing that I used to tell them before they even launched in this market is understand the audience. Don't roll out what you've done anywhere else in the world, because every market is unique. You need to understand the back end and the analytics. And once you understand that customer and who you're targeting, the sales funnel becomes really easy. But the biggest mistake that a lot of brands do when they launch in this market is they come out and they do the big bang event, but they have no follow through. They have no customer engagement. They don't take people on the journey. And I think the reason for Torstar's success and the reason why, you know, on average, my clients were with me for 8 years, like Nespresso, for instance, was with me for 11, you know, that's over a decade worth of relationship. It's because as an agency, Torstar understood the brand journey. But as a brand and a partner that engaged our services, they also understood that journey. Mm-hmm. So if you're constantly looking at ways that you can connect the customer to your brand journey, you've got them for life. And the people that service and focus on that will be the most successful. The ones that don't understand that they've already got a captive audience once someone's already bought something from you or engaged with your brand, it's the steps that you take forward that will give you them or give you and them that lifelong journey. And that, you know, that's what you want. And I think a really good example now as well is with Powerful Steps. Like a lot of people that have attended, you know, I've got this signature workshop. It's called Stepping Into Your Power. And, you know, during COVID, I opened up my little black book because I could see that people were disconnected and they were looking to how they could build their personal brand, how they could build their tribe. And obviously I've been lucky enough over the last few decades to build up this incredible network of contacts just, you know, through my business and my commitment to having 3 coffee dates a week. And it's about keeping people connected. And so what I decided to do was give generously. And so, you know, every 10 a.m. on a Thursday, I've been hosting this virtual coffee date. But instead of going, okay, well, I'm wheeling out the same people that everyone else has heard of, I'm not doing that. I'm going, I want to be a leader. I want to show people the pathway forward, that if you expand your mindset, amazing things happen. And so what's happened is from these coffee dates that, you know, people might have attended a workshop, they're now connecting with me. They're on the journey with me. Now they're coming to me and they're saying, Tori, we want to do something different. We're ready to step out of our comfort zone. We're ready to start a business, or we want to take our business to the next level. You know, we love that workshop, but we love the fact you've opened up your connections to us. We're learning so much, but most importantly, we're understanding you and we want you to help us. So my point is, if you take people on a journey with nothing in terms of expectations in return and they like what they see, you have them for life. It's the same with brands, with entrepreneurs, anything. If you're an advocate and a leader, you need to understand your audience and you need to understand the journey, and you should never sell them anything.
I love your focus on that, because it's really interesting. Whenever, you know, super brief, because I sort of want to hear so many more from questions I've got from you. I love, like, when we start working with clients, we'll often, people say, we want new clients. And actually that's sort of almost a default reaction. People forget about the clients they've already got and how we can do more to help them, how we can serve them better, and how we can continue to grow from there. So I love your approach on that.
Yeah, you need to do it. And you know what? As an entrepreneur and a leader, we all learn from lessons as well. And, you know, when my business was, you know, big and, you know, we're launching all these brands into Australia, and, I mean, we were the top agency in Australia to launch global brands, you know, my team grew. And so I ended up being here and other people were doing, you know, the new business development and bringing different people in. But, you know, one day I turned around and I'd flown back from New York, and I'd actually just had a big offer for my business to be bought out by a global company. And I remember making the decision. It was so clear. It was like, no, because it doesn't align with my values. It didn't align with where I saw myself going, where my life purpose was. And it was a game-changing moment for me, because what I'd recognized was there were people in my business that were driven by the dollar. They were driven by what was at the end of that sales funnel for them, which is great if you're in a sales role, but I've always worked with passion and purpose, and I've always been very value-driven. And what I quickly realized was a lot of the businesses that were bought in under the Torstar brand were not aligned with my values. So I did something which was an incredibly brave move. I decided to cut my business in half. I decided to look at every single brand that I represented, and if they weren't aligned with my values, or if they weren't treating my staff the way they should be treated and they weren't valuing the mutual exchange, I called them and I said, look, we're downsizing. We've decided to stick with some brands and we've decided to let go of others. And, you know, this is an opportunity for you to go on another journey with another agency, and these are the reasons why. Now, 80% of people understood that and they really respected. And then 20% were, why? We want to be in that portfolio of brands that you represent because, you know, for them it elevated their brand. But I thought that might elevate their brand, but for me it's not aligned with my values because they're disrespectful of my staff. And they're with us for the wrong, they were with us for the wrong reasons. And I had to be the leader and say, no, this is not the way that I want to go forward. And the minute I started doing that was the minute my business came back into alignment. So, you know, when businesses get big, of course, it's sales funnels, everyone talks about it. But the ones that are the most successful are the ones that take people on the journey because they'll naturally and organically grow. Okay, so it's like Instagram at the moment and everyone says, oh, what's your following? What's your engagement? Now, some people that I know have the lowest following and the most successful businesses because guess what? People are on the journey with them. Mm. They're on the journey with them. They're engaged. So they don't need to be something that they're not. So it's always about being authentic, sticking to your values, making sure there's passion, authenticity, like, you know, integrity. And most important that, you know, one of my clients says to me, Tori, I practice what I post and I love that. Mm-hmm. Never put something out there that you can't deliver, ever.
Yeah, I'm so pleased. I'm literally like buzzing here because I'm so pleased you just shared that story around sort of the clients that weren't the right fit. I read this in a book once. I can't remember what it was, but someone sort of famous entrepreneur sort of put it in a book how they actually went through their clients who were being sort of disrespectful to their staff and had that conversation. And what was interesting was some of them went, oh my gosh, I didn't realize, and sort of changed their behavior and actually went on to be great clients, and others they parted ways. But what they found was, I think it was a Tim Ferriss book, they actually grew their business exponentially by actually working with the right clients and the right relationships.
Exactly,
and
having right.
to do that. It's incredible.
Yeah, because you're in alignment with what your values are. And, you know, making that decision didn't damage my business in any way. What it did was it elevated it.
Yeah.
I kept attracting the right brands. I just didn't attract the ones that were with us for the wrong reasons.
Yeah, I have so much respect for that. So look, we've touched on powerful steps a couple times. And I just want to take a step back for those people who don't know where they've been but haven't come across powerful steps. Can you tell us a bit more about it?
Yeah, so I always knew that I had another journey that was going to set sail at some time in my life. And, you know, while I was building Torstar as a global agency and obviously attracting the world's top performing brands, behind closed doors, I had a very different story. And, you know, I wore two masks. I had my professional mask and I had my personal mask. And I decided to take a brave step forward in 2019 and actually share what was going on behind closed doors, which it does for, you know, many women and men throughout the world. And it was a defining moment for me because what I thought could have been viewed as damaging for my reputation and business actually transformed into a business that is now my passion that I believe is going to be even more successful than Torstar because, you know, I've allowed myself to become vulnerable with others. I've allowed the authenticity of who I am. There's no doors up. There's no masks on. And what it's doing is it's giving permission to other people to just be themselves, to be authentic, to understand that you're not going to be judged. So Powerful Steps is a leadership platform and it's designed to inspire, encourage and empower others. And actually through COVID and isolation, you know, within 4 short weeks, we actually went virtual and now I'm coaching and mentoring entrepreneurs and business people all around the world. So, you know, what was, you know, a decision of trust, your gut instinct, come forward and step outside your comfort zone has actually transformed into a business, you know, which has the potential to help millions of people around the world. So I'm loving it. I feel like I've actually stepped into my true power and potential now, Abby, and I feel that everything that I did with Torstar really set me up for the path and the journey of how I can help others with powerful steps because so many people are mentored by other people that don't understand personal brand, don't understand marketing and don't understand the value set. And, you know, that's where all my experience lies. So I know how to set a business up. I know how to create a brand. I know how to build a brand because I've worked with the world's best. But most importantly, because I've been on that personal journey, I understand the pressure points of being an entrepreneur, of being a business owner. But also, we all have struggles in life. You know what? We are all prone challenges. But the one thing that I've learned in my life is to switch your thinking. Like a challenge for me now is a possibility. And I have clients that go, oh, gosh, this is so challenging. I'm like, but look at the opportunity. You've been given a gift. And especially, you know, through COVID and the transformation of the way businesses are working, a lot of people have been retrenched. And, you know, this lady, she reached out to me a couple of days ago and she goes, it's the second time I've been retrenched. And I'm like, well, isn't that a sign that the third time you're supposed to do something on your own that you won't be retrenched from? Because you're at the top of your field. They're not getting rid of you for any other reason than business cash flow and global circumstances. This is an opportunity for you to do what you've always wanted. And she's like, yes. And I'm like, it's not a bad thing. It's a gift. Like, we've all been given a gift. And the gift is the time to, like, sit back, learn, grow, evolve. We're all capable of creating anything. So that, you know, always say, like, a challenge is not a challenge. It's a possibility. It's an opportunity for new beginnings.
And I love, so I'm like buzzing here again, because I love your mindset towards this. And what's really interesting to me is that example you just gave is a great example of now that person who is going to step out of her comfort zone. You talked about it before when you talked about powerful stepping out of your comfort zone. There's a quote on your website that I actually want to read because I fell in love with it, that was, anything is possible when you step outside your comfort zone. The best outcomes come from unexpected experiences. This is where you can find your inner strength, up-level, live your truth, and shine. I want to talk to you about that because I think COVID-19 is forcing us out of our comfort zone. So how are you... Yeah, can you build upon that with us around how you're helping people to step out their comfort zone? Because we all sometimes go, oh, I know I should step out my comfort zone, but doing it is a little bit different.
Yeah, well, I mean, look, as I said, it's like we've all just been given the gift of time, okay? And when you have the gift of time, you can sit there and watch Billions on Netflix or, you know, Goop on Stan or whatever it is it takes your fancy. Or what you can do is you can connect with others, you can build your network, you can actually find what your true passion and purpose is, right? So if you're one of those people that really wants to understand what they're passionate about, then you can step into your potential, you can step into your purpose and you can move forward. And I'll give another example. I had a client I'm coaching in America, and in the first mentoring session, she said to me, Altura, I've got this business, it's very successful, I'm attracting all these people. And then 10 minutes into it, she goes, oh, I got to be truthful with you. I hate it. And I said, well, what are we getting mentoring about? You know, this is about your business and growing your business. And she goes, oh, that felt so good just to say that I'm not on my path. And I said, okay, let's take a step back. What are you actually passionate about? And she told me these three passion pillars. And I said, you own your own business. You've owned it for a long time. You're an entrepreneur. You're attracting people into your life. I said, I'm looking at your business. Not one of those three pillars of passion that you mentioned to me is in your business. And I said, if you just injected that into your business, imagine what is going to be created. And, you know, in 4 short weeks, we've like turned it around, rebranded, recreated. And, you know, for something that was an American-based business, I'm like, girlfriend, you're going global. And she's like, she can see it. And I said, you can see it because you forgot what your focus was. You forgot what your passion was. And as soon as you identify what your passion is, anything's possible, right? So when you say for people in COVID, what are the opportunity? I go, identify your passion. Identify your values. Like, everyone has a gift to give the world. Once you identify what that is and you align with your values, like, wow, you can create anything. It's, you know, and now, you know, I look at what I created with Torstar and sometimes I go, wow, that was like a wild dream, right? How did that happen? But, of course, I made it happen because I was passionate. I had that integrity. I had that delivery. But now I look at, you know, February was the first month that I went in with Powerful Steps I was speaking with Optus, with Westfield, and, you know, I'm being flown around Australia to talk to people about how to build their sales teams through powerful connections. And then in March, it was like, I went from here to here. And I was like, oh my gosh, that business that I decided I was going to gently shut one door and open another, oh my gosh, I've got no money coming in the door, right? I'm an entrepreneur, I'm a businesswoman. But then my mum got stuck on, Costa Victoria in Italy at the height of coronavirus. Like, I think there were like 30,000 deaths at the time that she was stuck there. And I get this SOS, help me, you know, we're on a corona infected ship. And so rather than going, where's my pipeline, to your question before about sales, like, how's this going to work? I decided to focus my efforts on helping other people. So in a very short time, you know, I was able to use my media connections, and we literally got everyone off that ship back into Australia within 2 weeks, which, you know, a lot of people were emailing me saying, how did you get that? I mean, some people are still stuck in India, and it's 2 months after the fact, right? So the fact that I was able to do that with some like-minded people, but I was able to share it with my connections, what it did was it showed people another side to me. It showed people, you know, even though I wasn't, you know, leading Torstar and launching global brands, I was leading in an empathetic way, right? Yeah. And so all of a sudden people's thought process around my offering and around who I was, it switched. Oh, my gosh, she's a real person, you know. She's stepping up for her family, and she's stepping up for these Australians. And, you know, I did that because I wanted them to come home safely. I wanted my mum to come home safely. But during that process, it, you know, for the first time in my life, I remember it was a Friday, but I thought it was a Tuesday because I just work constantly to, you know, to promote this on the media to get them home. I remember saying to my husband, oh, my gosh, so much more to do, and, oh, gosh, the weekend's 3 days away. And he goes, Tori, it's a weekend now. And I thought, oh, my gosh. Like, so I was so passionate about this project of being, I forgot, right? And it got me thinking, because once we knew that they were, you know, coming back to Australia and they were placed into isolation in a hotel in Perth, and, you know, they were relatively safe at that point in time, we were driving through the countryside, and I said to him, I've got an idea. And he's like, what? And I said, I'm going to host a virtual coffee date, right? Because I can see what happens when you do things and people come together. And, you know, the gift of my mum being stranded over there was that I saw what the power of connection, what the power of storytelling, and how it could uplift people, right, in a time of crisis. And so I said, look, I'm just going to do a small post on LinkedIn. You know, I'll just see, you know, leave it up to the universe who's going to turn up to this. And it was just, it was me basically hosting and saying, hi, I just wanted to connect everyone. So 30 women turned up to that first call. We now have over 200 every week. And, you know, it's transformational, because all of a sudden I realized the power of connection was going to build my business. And that, you know, when I say I literally built my global business with Powerful Steps within 4 weeks, that's how it happened, right? So I was interviewing my girlfriends in London, Los Angeles, New York, and off the back of that, like off the back of one live chat for a virtual coffee date, I got 6 clients in the US. And I'm like, you know what? I'm onto something here. But the 6 clients that I got in the US are extraordinary women. Like, they're extraordinary women with powerful stories. But the thing was, they didn't know how to tell that story to attract the right tribe into their life to build their business. So that's what I do now. Like, you know, we're in a virtual world, and I'm mentoring people to find that passion, like find that purpose, so that, you know, they can share their gifts with the world too. So in answer to your question, I think sometimes things in our life happen for us to kind of sit back and understand. But the most important thing, it goes back to when I was talking about know your audience. Listen to what's happening. Understand what people want. Don't force feed them. And anyone that says to me, oh, I need to sell this, I go, I'm not the right person to work with, because that's not what I do. What I do is I allow your passion to attract what's meant to come into your life, right? And if you find your passion, your purpose, you're going to find your tribe naturally, and that's how your business grows.
Yeah. I want to ask you a different question just because you've talked about who you're mentoring a few times. I'm a true believer in mentors. Actually, when we had Chelsea Possinger, who I know you sort of really
well.
I know, I do too. She talked about having a mentor in all areas of her life. And obviously, you've just given examples of how you've mentored people and within a couple of weeks, they're already starting to see great results. Talk to us about the mentoring side of things. Do you see having a mentor in your life and as a businesswoman, as key to success,
when you're a businesswoman, an entrepreneur, or even a corporate leader, you need someone to lean on. So I've always had a mentor once a week, and it's my non-negotiable. And there've always been American mentors, always American, because I found that the Americans think more globally than the Australians. And just because, you know, the majority of my business was coming out of the States for such a long time, I was able to see them in person. But again, most of those mentors for me were virtual. And they helped me through some of the darkest times of my life and lifted me up. And I remember at one time, you know, one of them was like, Tori, it's like the ashes. It's like you're going to rise from the ashes like the phoenix and, you know, all this stuff. And I always remember having that powerful vision of, you got to hit rock bottom to hit the highs, right? And in life, everyone has that. I don't care that people say my life is perfect. No one's life's perfect.
Yeah.
There's always room for improvement for all of us, including me. But I always just remember that visualization of rising like the phoenix. And, you know, the mentors, they keep you on track. They keep you accountable. They don't put up with your bullshit. And now those skills that they taught me, I had, you know, client, I started working with, and she goes, oh, Tori, I know I'm supposed to have done all this stuff before our call tomorrow. You know, should we book the call on another day? And I said, no, I'm not available for another 3 weeks. So if you give up that time, you're giving up what you can achieve. And not only that, it's going to take you a few hours to stay up and do it. Now, she stayed up until midnight and got everything done. She got on the call at 8 a.m. in the morning. She goes, I feel like a new person. She goes, I just needed someone to push me and thank you. Right? So, you know, when someone says, can I move a meeting? I say, no.
Yeah.
You have to value the time.
It's a mutual exchange.
If you've committed to a mentor, you've got to follow through on it. There's no point in working with someone unless you want to transform your life. And that's the other thing that I say to people with the mentoring through Powerful Steps. I say to them, look, tell me a bit about what's going on in your personal life. Like, what are your commitments? Because that, honestly, that affects your ability to be able to transform. And I say you can either commit to once a week, and once a week is if you have other things going on in your life that need your attention, or if you have the space because you've been given it through you're starting a new business or retrenchment or your hours are being reduced through COVID, I'm like, supercharge it. Let's do 2 sessions a week. Now, those people that are supercharging, my God, like they are soaring so high because they're like, bang, bang. And then I say to them, because they all go, oh, we want to resign, we want to do it again. I go, great, but now we're going to do once a week, because my thing is I want them to stand on their own 2 feet. I don't want people to be reliant on me. I want people to work with me so that they can actually work on their own eventually. And the best mentors that I've had say to me, Tori, the day will come when we won't work together. Either I'll feel it or they'll feel it, and it's time to move on. And it's true, it does, because the journey that you've done with that mentor is complete. They've given you that circle. But the next one you have will up-level you, right? And when you complete that circle, you up-level again. So it's like you're constantly going to a higher vibration. So I highly recommend it. I've done it, you know, all my life. Now I'm doing it myself. Can you believe it? I never thought it'd come full circle, but there you go.
I love it. I truly believe that. And I think you need different things at different times. Like when I had my little baby boy, I needed a different mentor because I needed someone who understood how the hell do I have a baby in a business? And at the time didn't have kids. And I found a different mentor that did and could relate to where I was at that point in time when I'm turning up to the session with, like, you know, vomit in my hair and 5 yeah.
Well, this is the thing, and what you want to do is you want to work with someone who's going to align with you, right? That's going to align with where you're at in your life. And I guess the brilliant part of working with me is that I've been a single mom. I've been working in corporates. I've been working as an entrepreneur. And now, you know, I'm now like in a family environment. I have a stepson. I have a husband in corporate. Like, you know, I've kind of seen it all. I'm sure there's more for me to see. But the thing is, I can relate to people and I can understand the juggle because I've juggled myself. Like, I've juggled myself.
So there's, I'm conscious we've only got you for a few more minutes and there's a couple of questions I just really want to squeeze in.
Yeah.
I want to go back to the Coffee Connection Challenge and talk about that because you mentioned how in February you were flying across Australia and sort of speaking to different corporates around how their sales team could actually grow sales by the power of connections. And then through COVID, you've been helping a lot of entrepreneurs and leaders as well with the Coffee Connections Challenge.
Coffee Challenge.
Can you talk to us about it and this concept of growing your business via coffee connections?
100%. So as I said before, like Nespresso has been my client for over a decade and the art of conversation over a coffee is one of the most powerful marketing tools in the world, right? So I was lucky enough to learn about the power of that through working with the Nespresso brand. I truly credit them with that. And the second thing I credit is my dad always said to me, coffee, not lunch, right? Coffee always under $10 for two people, no matter where you are in the world. Lunch can be either $50, hundreds or thousands, right? But lunch also takes up a lot of time. So for me, I got into this position when I started my business. I had to build my network, my connection. So I always committed to three coffee dates a week, no matter where I was in the world. So the first coffee date was always someone within my team or my network. The second one was someone that I wanted to partner with within my business or I liked their brand and I wanted to work with them. And the third one was always someone outside my comfort zone. So, you know, someone that was going to switch my thinking, creatively expand my mindset. So I've always done that all my life. And actually that's where all my referrals come from. So if you look at the last three American brands that I launched into Australia, and I won them within a six-week period. They were Victoria's Secret, they were Drew Barrymore's Flower Beauty, and Steve Madden. Like, we're talking about multi-billion-dollar brands, all referrals. So when Drew came to Australia and I said to her, out of interest, like, how did you hear about me? And she said, well, you had a coffee with my friend Ash in LA because I was looking at partnering with this really cool chick, Ashley's agency. She worked with some great influencers. I thought it would be great for some of the tall star brands wanting to launch into the US. But little did I know that she and Drew were really close friends in high school. And she said, I asked my friend Ash from high school and she said, you need to speak with Tori. And so that's how I got the business. And that was because every time I went to LA, I'd go there a lot for business, but I'd always tag on one day at the end and I do six coffee dates. I supercharged it. I just go
in the feeling with coffee.
I love it. You know?
I love it because I think sometimes we can think, oh, I don't have time for that coffee catch up. And always almost make it.
Always make it. So another example is, you know, Facebook. You know, it's been around for such a long time. And I mean, now people go, does Facebook work or does it not? Now, when I'm traveling around the world, you know, I was in Tokyo and I had a client from New York. She's like, oh my gosh, I'm in Tokyo. Can we catch up? And we didn't make it work on that trip because we're staying at different hotels. It's very difficult to commute around Tokyo. And anyway, a few months later, I'm in Hong Kong with my daughter on the way to LA. And we were just on a stopover there for 3 days. And my friend Steph's on Facebook. I'm in Hong Kong. Can you sneak out for a drink? And I'm like, yeah, I can, right? So I met her when she wanted to launch Shopbop into Australia. So she used to be the comms director for Anna Wintour at Vogue. Then she was comms at Amazon for Shopbop. I worked with her there. Then she went on to have this amazing career working for all of these incredible brands. And she happened to be one of the heads of Alexander Wang, and they were looking at opening up a whole lot of shops in Hong Kong. And, you know, it's the power of Facebook and connection. Can you make it work? Can we catch up? Now, we only spent an hour of power together, but we spoke about so many things. And every time I go to New York, I'm like, let's have a drink. Yeah, let's have a drink. Mm-hmm. It's connection. Like, stay connected, and you never know when things are going to happen. Like, I got booked for those corporate speaking gigs with Optus. Now, I received a messenger through Facebook, like an actual messenger note through Facebook when I was in Canada with my family at Christmas from a magazine editor. And she said, oh, my friend works at Optus. I think he'd be perfect to go and talk to them about the power of connection and their sales force. And so from a messenger, from a connection, from a magazine editor who did yoga with someone at Optus, I ended up, you know, going and speaking to their sales teams and teaching them about the coffee challenge and the power of, you know, connection. So for your audience, I say if you make the effort you make to connect with people, and I really truly believe that that magazine editor who recommended me, she wrote an article when Torstar was 15 years old, and I bought her a little gift and I took her out to lunch, and she said, why are you doing this? And I said, because I want you to know that your value, because I never take anyone to lunch. I'm a coffee person, right? And I said, because I want you to know that you're valued and I really appreciate what you've done for my business and for me. And she said to me, I never forgot that because so many people don't say thank you.
Yeah. Right? I love how much you've talked about it's the fundamentals and the basics that are often overlooked, and they might sound like basics, but they are the power mm-hmm. and the secret to sort of clearly your story and success.
Yeah, honestly, for anyone listening, it's about your connections and it's about the delivery. Like, delivery is my third value, right? It's how you come across, how you portray yourself, you know, and even, you know, whenever you do a podcast or a Zoom meeting or whatever, make sure you look good. Make sure that your background is reflective of your brand. Like, it's all these things. I spot, you know, the electrical yes. point in the background for you. But, you know, I've worked with brands for over 2 decades. I'm trained to look at those things. So if I'm trained to look at that, you know, I look at Powerful Steps as a brand. I look at myself as a brand. I look at everything that I do is the way the world will remember or see me. So you want that to be a good memory. But most importantly, you want it to be reflective of who you are as a person.
Yeah. No, it's so, so valuable. So I want to finish with one last question because I've got to let you go. But the one last question I want to ask you is, look, I look at your story and your journey so far as just you've achieved such enormous, enormous, enormous success. And I would love to just finish with understanding, what do you think some of your high performance habits or rituals or non-negotiables are? You know, when you're super busy, you're traveling to Tokyo, to the US, to wherever, what do you think some of those sort of rituals have been that really kept you on track?
I actually gave the same one to Chelsea, but I'm going to give it because I know you've got a different audience, but it's something I do every day. So I was taught very many years ago from this Buddhist monk in Shiva Som in Thailand when I was in burnout, when I'm, you know, juggling everything, and he's like, Tori, you need to slow down. You know, you're going to lose your life. Something tragic's going to happen unless you slow down. And I was thinking, oh, my God. And little did I know, bang, yes, I did almost die 5 years later because my appendix burst and I got septicemia. So he was right. But he said to me, you know, when do you have time alone? And I'd be like, oh, I never have any time alone. He goes, that's bullshit. He said, who do you have a shower with in the morning? Yourself? I said, yeah. Who do you drive to work with in the morning? Oh, myself? Yeah. So he said to me, even if it's a minute of your time, what I want you to do is I want you to set up your mindset and your intentions for the day. So what I do, and I do it religiously every single day of my life, I get 3 drops of lavender oil in the shower, and, you know, as the water's like cascading over you, it's such a, like, it's such a clean, it's like a cleansing ritual. And the lavender is, it's so good just to like calm you and center you. And I inhale that 3 times, 3 drops, 3 inhales, and I set my intentions for the day. Mm. And sometimes my husband says, you have the longest showers, and I'm like, they are my power shower because it's where I do all my thinking. And a lot of people, you speak to a lot of entrepreneurs and they say the same thing because guess what? It's the only time you're on your own, right? Yeah. So if it's the only time that you're on your own, you want to set your mindset up. Set your intentions so you can deliver them.
And what I like about that in particular, because this is what I'm a fan of with these sorts of habits, is it's stuff that you can actually execute on and you can actually do. And it's like all of us have it. And so therefore everyone can do this.
And guess what? Chemist Warehouse, little lavender oil, it's like under $10. It's like my coffee challenge, 2 coffee dates, $10. Yeah. I'm giving your audience the ways you can do things cost effectively. You know, set yourself up for success with the right values, the right mindset, the right intention, and then just work out what's going on in your life. Do you need to supercharge your progress, or can you just handle once a week? And work at your own pace. And once you do that and you work in alignment, Abby, anything's possible. Like, honestly, you can do whatever you want in life. All of our dreams can become reality. You just need to be in alignment to make them come true.
I honestly have love. I could listen to you all day. I know you've got to go out, but I could listen to you all day. I've got so much out there. You know, it's funny as well. You know, I know you'll get this. I was having one of those mornings this morning where I was a bit like, oh, and just wasn't having the best of mornings. And, you know, for me, it's not that often that I feel like that. And coming back on and talking to you, I feel supercharged and energized.
So I have a question to you, and I ask people this all the time. If you're going to take a powerful step forward, would it be a small step or a big step?
I believe the little consistent steps you can do every day lead to the big steps. I think sometimes when we say the big steps, it's like saying I'm going to go to the gym 7 times a week, I'm probably going to set myself up for failure. Whereas if I said I'm going to go to the gym 3 times a week and I was kind of stretching myself, but realistic, I want to achieve big things. I've got big goals I want to go after, but I know that some of that comes from eating the elephant one bite at a time. And like you said, burning out in the process.
Correct. And so I guess for your listeners, that is the right answer for me as well, because it's the one small step that you take in the right direction is the most powerful step, because it sets your intent, and it sets your intent for transformation. It sets your, you know, intent for change, and that's what allows you to become who you're meant to be. So thank you for having me.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for being so generous with your time. And like I said, I got so much out of that. I'm sure everyone else will. Just to finish with, where are people best to, I'll put some notes in the show notes, but where are people best to come find you and connect and join your
company? powerfulsteps.com.au. Anyone can sign up. It's on the front page for the coffee challenge. And there's actually a journal that you can download that tracks your coffee dates and tracks the conversations. And there's actually a video with all my tips and tricks in there as well. Anyone can join us for a free coffee date with my little black book of beautiful, extraordinary, powerful people around the world who also have incredible stories to share. And that's 10 a.m. every Thursday, virtual coffee date. It's free. And then, you know, if you'd like to supercharge your life, transform, you know, make your dreams reality, just connect with me, info@powerfulsteps.com.au. Follow my journey on Powerful Steps on Instagram. And look, I just love connecting with like-minded people. And I'm doing this podcast because I like what you do, Abby. I think your tribe is a powerful one. And, you know, I believe in connecting with like-minded people. So I look forward to connecting with you all and staying in touch.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Tori. Thank you for coming. Thanks for joining us. If you enjoyed this week's episode, don't forget to subscribe so you'll be the first to hear about our new episodes as they're released. And don't forget to check out our website, theexecutionzone.com, to find out our latest events and about our membership options.